Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. We were talking with Paula Bates about Helping Hands at Carefree Dental, and she suggested that we get in touch with Dr. Timothy Zielinski from Mason, participating dentist in the Carefree Dental program. Hello, Dr. Zielinski. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Caring Hands Day.
Well, Caring Hands Day is going to be a completely free day where we take care of the needs of those folks in the community. They have to meet the carefree requirements, that is about 250% below the poverty level, and have no dental insurance. But we're going to take care of those folks who have very infected, very bad teeth, and we're going to be taking a lot of teeth out to help those folks out. They end up in a hospital emergency room, and they don't really get treatment except for antibiotics and pain med, but they don't really get the tooth out of there. So that's what we're going to be doing, mostly that. We will be doing some fillings and stuff like that, but mostly getting patients out of extreme urgent dental pain.
When we talk about the percentage of the population that is an extremely poor dental health, is that larger than we think? How many people are affected and in that category?
It's huge. It's extremely huge. And when you think about it, it's basically you're working poor. This past year, now Medicaid for the state of Michigan just got reinstated yesterday or so, but most of the year there has been no adult Medicaid. That means someone who's on Medicaid who has an infected tooth has nowhere to go to get that tooth out. The population is large. We have 1,000 patient waiting lists at Carefree just to get care.
Wow.
We have 3 pages of patient names that are currently on antibiotic that need teeth extracted. And those are the urgent ones. About 300 of those are on our list to get in. We're going to take care of a lot of those folks tomorrow. But we're going to take care of any folks who show up. But the urgency is great in the Lansing area. The gentleman who started the clinic, Dr. John Brewster, said that he's seen dental disease in Ingham County as bad as third world countries. And he's gone to Guatemala. He's gone to Angola. He's gone to Vietnam. He's gone to Cambodia. And he sees the same dental disease in those countries as he sees in Ingham County. I've seen the same thing. I've been at the clinic since it opened August 7th of 2007. I've been there once a week since then, and I've seen the same thing. Taking out lots of teeth for people. But we also restore teeth at Carefree. We also give them dentures and partials and help them get their smiles back so they can function in the community and be your waitress at Bob Evans, be your cashier at Speedway, be your, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
these are the working poor.
Yeah.
The single mom who has 2 kids and has to try to support them. It's tough. It's tough out there. And dental bills, that's just not part of the game for them. They got to take care of rent, food, gas, and school supplies and their kids.
When you talk about these conditions being similar to third world countries, I spent 16 days in Uganda last year, and one of the things that my partner Heather Simon took over there with the help from some area dentists were toothbrushes for all the kids. And we couldn't have taken anything else over there that would have been better received. And if we are comparing that to the situation in Lansing, then it is indeed somewhat urgent.
It is, and I've not been to a third world country, but I've talked to John Brewster. He's tried to get me to go to Guatemala and to some of these places, and I said, look, John, I don't have to go and fly on an airplane and take 2 weeks away from my office. I can go every Friday. I can do a 3 or 4 or 5 hour shift and be back home at night and take care of folks that are right here in my community, and that's what I've done, and that's what I'll continue to do. I just feel a real need for these folks. They have really nowhere to turn. The cost for a tooth extraction, I would say the average cost in Lansing is about $100. So say you need 3, 4, 5 teeth out. That's $500. For the working poor, I just don't think that they're going to be able to come up with that kind of financial means to take those teeth out on any given day. So tomorrow we'll be doing that kind of stuff.
That's
wisdom
great.
Teeth, broken down teeth, those kinds of things. We'll be helping people out so they won't have to take that out of their daily or monthly or weekly expenses.
All right. Where will this be?
This is going to be at the Carefree Medical Dental Center. The dental clinic is below the medical center. It's on Pennsylvania, a half block south of Jolly Road.
Right next to IBEW. Next to the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers building there at
We're right across the street from that. Yep, we almost share a common parking lot, except there's a street in between us. Yeah.
Okay.
We're right there.
We have names of six participating dentists, and I want to give them a shout out. Besides Timothy Zielinski, Dr. Gerald Crane, Dr. Craig Spencer, Dr. Joseph Morrow, Dr. Dave. Help me with this.
Chesney. David Chesney.
Chesney. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Daniel Sadler, there to be saluted. And, of course, any dentist who would love to participate in something like this and would like to donate time, I'm sure that the people at Carefree Dental would take all the help they can get.
Oh, exactly. That's pretty much what we were trying to do. I saw an article in the Lansing State Journal back in January of this year, which talked about a free day they had in Tennessee. And I thought, what a better way to get exposure.
Yeah.
To get helpfully some donations,
right,
and maybe to perk the interest of dentists that aren't involved to get involved.
It's a great idea. It is tomorrow, beginning at 8 a.m. and service provided till 5 p.m. at Carefree Dental, and that building is on South Pennsylvania, just south of Jolly. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
And thank you for the interview. I appreciate it to myself.
Dr. Timothy Zielinski, our guest. We'll be right back with Hour 2. Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero up next on Ebling & Youth.